If you love me, you'll do what I want. Is it true? Horses grazing in a field unthinkingly stand head to tail, flicking the flies from each other's faces. At night, they sleep standing up, resting their heads on each other's shoulders. This is what peaceful reciprocation looks like. But civilized people have learned how to use reciprocation to torture each other. All it takes is the belief that if I do something for you, you owe me something in return. If I give you my love, you'd better give me yours or something of equal value. What happens if you don't reciprocate? I take back my love and approval, and I give you resentment instead. The rules of each relationship dictate all the things you have to do or not do to avoid resentment. These rules aren't written down or even spoken. You find out what they are by breaking them. When you see that I'm angry, you know you've broken a rule. You did something you shouldn't have. You came home too late or too early. You forgot to do or say something. Perhaps you should ask what you did wrong, but watch out. One of the rules may be that you are supposed to know without asking. And of course, you find out about your rules for my behavior using the same method. How do you know when I broke a rule? When you get angry at me. In any case, if you do your best to figure out all the rules and obey them, do you get my love? No. You get to tiptoe around me so that you can minimize my anger and continue the relationship. Love seems to have disappeared. Where did it go? You can find out by questioning the thought, if you love me, you'll do what I want. This is a thought most people have believed for as long as they can remember. The child expects his playmate to want to play the game he wants to play. If not, there's a big fight, and they both stomp off to find an adult to complain to. He's not my friend anymore. The belief that a friend is someone who will do what you want is already fully active in this child. He learned it from his parents, who told him they loved him and rewarded him with praise when he obeyed them and punished him when he didn't. His parents never questioned the thought that obedience is an expression of love, so why would he? Unquestioned thoughts about needs and wants launch the quest for love and approval to begin with. It's no surprise that after we win someone over, those same thoughts arise again. We haven't known how to question what we want from love. We haven't known how to question what we believe. We don't know that we can simply love and that we can simply ask for what we want with no strings attached. Is it true? This book could have been called The Two Major Universal Whoppers About Love. We looked at one of the whoppers in the chapter about approval seeking. I need to win people over to make them like me, also known as, I can manipulate your love and approval. Now we've come to the other one. If you love me, you'll do what I want. It seems reasonable, so reasonable that we built an entire civilization on it. How can it be wrong? Let's stop and question it. The following inquiry is one woman's attempt to be as thorough as possible. As you listen to it, substitute your own you, the person who you think doesn't love you because he or she doesn't do what you want, and see where you go.